Family, friends, and fellow students gathered last night on the Boston University campus to honor the memory of Lu Lingzhi. Lu, who was a BU graduate student in statistics, was one of the three people killed in the Boston Marathon bombings last Monday. WBUR's Usma Khalid was at the memorial service and has this report.
Lu Lingzhi was remembered as a smart student, a small-town girl who dreamt of becoming a financial analyst, a young woman who left her piano, her puppy, and her ice cream, especially green tea ice cream. In between smiles and tears and music, hundreds of people, including Governor Deval Patrick, came to show their respects to Lu. Her roommate, Jing Li, remembered how she met Lu in an online chat room for prospective BU students. They immediately clicked.
We believed that we were long-lost sisters and could not wait to begin our adventure in Boston. But I had no idea that this friendship could only last 1 year.
As her father, Lu Jun, approached the stage to give a eulogy for his one and only child, everyone in the room stood up out of respect. He spoke through an interpreter, calling his daughter the family's Shirley Temple.
Alas, she is gone. How can our living move on? She is gone, but our memories of her are very much alive. An ancient Chinese saying says, every child is actually a little Buddha that helps their parents mature and grow up.
He said he will always admire her desire for a better, more beautiful life. For some folks at the memorial, the official charges against the suspect gave them a sense of closure to the horrific events last week. Anya Ji had classes with Lu.
I was kind of like crying for a week because it's really hurt us, but I think we can move forward. Yeah, we can move on from all this stuff.
Lu's roommate, Jing Li, says that's what Lu would have wanted.
There are a lot of things in our life that we don't understand why they happened. But we do understand that, Lingzhi, you need us to be strong and brave and move forward.
To help honor, remember, and move forward, Boston University has created a scholarship fund in Lu's memory. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.
WBUR's Sabrina Gauss contributed to this report.